You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Hi, everyone. Happy Tuesday. This is Elizabeth Powell, Tech Trend Investments, Taco Tuesday.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome back. This is Joseph Grassa with Tech Trend Investments. Hope everybody is having an amazing week so far. It's only Tuesday, but since we last talked, a lot has went on, and it's been absolutely amazing for us, and a lot has happened. A lot of good things have happened, and we just can't wait to get started and start sharing today.
Yes, yes, yes. This is a big show. So we know y'all have been listening since February. We've been around for over 10 months now and trying to help people get into crypto and AI and investing and trading and finding the easiest ways to trade, the best ways to invest, how to be mindful of your money, and what to throw small amounts in to get high returns, and then also long-term investing. And so we have some big announcements today, and we're going to talk about those and all the information that's coming up, but kind of give a recap of what's been going on for the week. First off, of course, I'm traveling again, like always. I had a big adventure. I had an adventure. I think I was in the river last week. Was that at the river last week?
You were at the river last week.
It's all becoming a blur. So I'm now in San Diego because I've come back down south for the holidays, but I'm in San Diego before I go visit family for Christmas and New Year's and stuff. But San Diego has had blackouts on power for the last 24 hours. And when I arrived, the destination that I was going to shut down the destination and I had to find other arrangements. So the place I'm staying at is in San Diego also, and is also having rolling blackouts. So there's high speed winds in California right now, and it's fire season. And when there's high speed winds, they're concerned about sparks that will cause massive fires across California. So they do rolling blackouts and blackouts so that there's not a threat of something going down, like a power pole going down or electricity happening or a spark happening that causes these, you know, acres and acres of fires to happen. So in the interim, I've been experiencing blackouts, but the good news is I have my cell phone, which I've had service on, knock on wood, and I have Wi-Fi right now and power right now, but if I go quiet for a little bit, Joseph will take over. But that's it. That's what I've been experiencing. So I've been working nonstop, and half of it has been in the dark.
And well, it's a fun time to say the least. It's interesting, and honestly, it's the memories, right? It's all about the journey, and a lot of things have happened, and you guys have been here along the way. We've went from tornadoes and tsunamis and hurricanes, and now it's just hurricanes. A blackout.
Right. That's the joy of traveling all over the world, is you get to experience different types of weather. But I'm from SoCal, so I'm used to these winds. I'm used to the dry season and fire season, but having blackouts is a little bit different. They're being more cautious now. So they have generators on, but you know, it's been fun. I just can't use my laptop right now just in case, because if I'm on my laptop, then the power goes out, I won't be talking anymore. So I'm on my cell phone. Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. And another big thing that happened, and we'll step away from the natural disasters and all this stuff.
But we have a lot of good things happening. That's why we push through. We have a lot of great. Yeah. Yeah. So let's talk about ETH too, because we were talking about ETH last week. We were talking about ETH and BTC. So crypto is on fire, quote unquote.
Quite literally.
Yeah. Right. California is worried about fires. Crypto is on fire. So crypto has been amazing. We've been predicting where ETH was going to hit. We've been putting it into our chats and our trade channels, and we predicted it was going to hit 40.95, tap that, and have a pullback on profit taking. Guess what it did?
It tapped 40.95 and then had a pullback.
and profit taking. So guess where it's at now? We're hovering, I think, at what, 36.50 right now?
35.80 currently.
Yeah. And so we had a big run up last week. And actually, it started last Tuesday. We had a big run up. Wednesday went into the second run up. And then Thursday went up to another run up. And we just had the profit taking. We had a profit taking pullback. And then it pushed back up again, tapped it again, had another profit taking pullback. And we're sitting on that right now in range trading. So we anticipate if we can get ETH to break through that 40.95 on that next push out, it should go even higher after that. Because what it does is it taps its resistance points, has a pullback, and everybody sets their parameters. They profit take on that. And then once they profit take, they all buy back into it and it pushes it out through that next number. And when it's going into the next number, we're going to push onto the next levels of ETH. So in anticipation, we are at the end of the year, but because crypto is so profitable and we have a potential for new tax laws next year, the best way to play out this scenario is to hold and not to sell off. Because whatever you sell up to December 31st, you're going to have those tax laws for 2024 apply to you. And tax laws aren't as favorable now in crypto, but we anticipate them being better in 2025. So hold on to your crypto. I mean, do your own research, not financial advice. Talk to your CPA. Talk to your financial advisor. Find out what the best situation is for you based on what you're doing, because each tax situation is different. Each risk person has different risk levels too and tolerance. But find out what's best for you. But we anticipate having better and more favorable laws and tax laws for crypto next year. And hopefully they're even going to be like the best. That's the goal.
Hopefully.
They just announced a couple more things today too. So all these things are in anticipation of next year. So it looks very optimistic for businesses, for investors, for finance, trading. So a lot of things look very positive for next year that should spur the economy, spur the investing, trading. People start to have better financial portfolios. And then hopefully better tax laws too. So again, we're coming close to the end of the year, but your whatever you do up until December 31st will reflect on your tax laws for 2024. Don't forget. So whatever you do on 2025 will reflect for next year's taxes and when you file in April of 2026 for that. So just a brief thing. I want y'all to remember that that's important because a lot of people don't think ahead. A lot of people don't think of like their consequences of when they do something on their trading or their investing or the capital gains or when they're selling and buying real estate or even getting married. Like people getting married right now up until December 31st, they'll now have their spouse on their taxes and they don't think about that either. So there's a lot of things happening right now. A lot of things. It is end of the year. It is holidays. It's a lot of fun, a lot of family get-togethers. Everybody's cheerful. In fact, I have Elf on in the background. one of my favorite shows for the Christmas time. I think I've seen it on the background about 5 times the last week. But this is the great season. And we have some big announcements to like have a big giant finale for the end of the year. We have some big, big, big announcements. But I just wanted to recap that. ETH looks still optimistic. Crypto still looks optimistic. We're in the beginning. Even though we've been like crypto's been around for a while, we're in the beginning of this cycle. We're in the beginning of something big. And if all the tax laws become favorable and more people get involved, we should be having a big run up. There's a lot of predictions on what they anticipate BTC and ETH going to. BTC already broke its ATH. It already hit over 100. And then ETH had hit 40.90. I think it tapped the 40.95. So like right at the 40.97, right before it pulled back. So just in the last week, we've gone up. Since election, we've gone from 2,400 that morning of election up to the 40.96. And then before that, when we had that big pullback, we were down at 2,200. So it's more than doubled in just a couple months. So something to think about.
Just something to think about.
And in we terms just want to put that out there first.
Yes. And in terms of crypto, so one of the major things that one of the major tech countries has implemented as of recently is there is a chain or a altcoin called Tether, and then Tether is another network. And the USDT token, so the US dollar Tether token, is now acceptable as a form of currency in Abu Dhabi, Dubai. So it is starting to expand into more of a currency, like we talked about. Cryptocurrency is a currency, hence the name. It is not an asset. And
it it's not financial advice again. It's the way that obviously we perceive it and how you can use it. And each country has its own laws and its own thing of what it deems currency and cryptocurrency is. And as their tax laws change or as that country evolves, things will switch over. But you can use it as a form of payment, which is a definition of currency. We're not giving you financial advice. We're not stating laws or tax laws. But as you're stating from the news, that's what they're doing right now.
Yes. Not everything is not financial advice. Always do your own research. This is for educational purposes only.
We're disclose.
Consult your CPA or your financial
advisor.
But
it's good news. I mean, it's very optimistic having other countries accept forms of crypto as a form of currency. And USDT is one of the stables. Tether is a stable. They've also now done, I think it was XRP ended up becoming a stable. They just passed that today.
Yes, it did. A lot of big news in regards to alt chains, main chains, and when I say chains, I mean different networks across that is very similar to Ethereum or Bitcoin or we can call it Ape Chain or whatever. It's they're all different networks, and they all are alongside each other, but they utilize currencies such as Ethereum, which is the main one used within these chains. And it's all built off of it. Bitcoin has a little bit less of this scalability, which is why Ethereum has so much more potential in our eyes. Obviously not financial advice, but
yeah, we trade a lot of our tokens on Ethereum. It's tied to Ethereum. BTC again is one of the main blue chips. So that's like one of the major cryptos. BTC is one of the first ones that came out, and so everybody always follows that, which is Bitcoin. But Ethereum has other opportunities, other ways that you can utilize it, and it's a lot more flexible on what it does. And we trade our tokens, which are meme coins, with Ethereum. We also trade it with Base, which is another form of Ethereum. We trade meme coins on Base too. And some people trade meme coins with Sol. We have a platform coming out later on Sol. It's a different trading style, a different strategy. But on Base and Ethereum, it's pretty similar. So that's why we're so gung-ho, optimistic on Ethereum, because of all the flexibility that it has to do with it. And we've been in the trenches. Like, we've been in crypto for a while now, so we see the ins and outs and the trends and what's happening and the people coming into the market and the optimism, and then seeing the volume on the chart. So we're very optimistic on it. I'm personally in ETH right now because we always seem to have our cycles too. Like, we had our cycle last Tuesday. Like, every Tuesday we seem to have an upwards trend on Ethereum. So we're anticipating that hitting again today. Sorry, I've been losing my voice. I've been speaking a lot of VCs and AMAs lately. So I have no voice, and it's going to be nonstop. So you all are going to hear me for like the next couple of weeks as my voice gets hoarser and like no sleep and not talking and talking too much. So yeah, here we are.
Yes. And with Ethereum and it always pulling back, we have noticed that Wednesday we do see it pull back. It starts on Wednesday and it bottoms out on Tuesday morning. And then this is a trend that we've noticed. And then it starts pulling back at the end of the day on Tuesday as people start to get more optimistic. And
No. We have a run up on Tuesday.
Yeah, it runs back up.
Okay.
I believe that's what I said. I might have.
No, you said the pullback. So we've been working too much, but no, on Tuesday. So we've had a dip just in the last couple of days, and we usually see a run up on Tuesday nights.
This is what I meant to say. This is, thank you for correcting me.
I'm like, wait, we're going to have a run up today.
Yes. The lack of sleep gets to both of us.
Right. Right.
A lot of work going on.
So the other thing, we've been talking a lot about Ethereum and BTC and positive news in the market, positive tax laws, optimistic for next year. A lot of things happening, a lot of big major corporations buying into crypto to use it to hedge against inflation. There's calling crypto as maybe one of the other gold standards. We've also heard a lot of countries buying in, a lot of corporations buying in. So, and then a lot of people are getting involved and in interested in crypto too. So we're going to talk about, again about tonight once we do a recap right now on what's been going on in the market, some opportunities and some ways to make your life easier so that you can get into crypto too. We know that there's a lot of obstacles. It's kind of hard. Like, you have to figure out how to open a wallet and how to transfer ETH or buy ETH or BTC. So we've come up with solutions to make life easier for people in Web3, people that are heavy traders in crypto right now, and then also people that are just learning and getting involved and starting to trade crypto in Web2. We've realized that there's a lot of pain points. There's a lot of barriers to entry. And so what we did on creating this show is to get people informed to understand how to do it and take you step by step and give you information on what's going on in the market so you can get a better understanding. Whenever there's new technology, new investing, new types of things, there's a lot of information to learn. And then once you get involved and you start doing it, it becomes easier. So what we're trying to do is get you over those hurdles and make it easier so that you can just try things out and have it simple. Just like I said on our last episode, like when Robinhood came out, it made it easier for people to trade stocks because before they would have to buy 100 shares of stock just to get in, and they would have to open a brokerage account, qualify, get a margin account, show their assets, set up everything, and then learn how to buy and sell and talk to their broker and get stocks. Well, when Robinhood platform came out, it made it easy. So all you had to do was log in, and then you could buy a dollar amount of the stock versus having to buy 100 shares of the stock. Because if a stock is a dollar and you buy 100 shares, that's only $100. But if a stock is $10, you buy 100 shares, that's $1,000. And if a stock is $100 and you buy 100 shares, that's $10,000, right? So yeah, it's a bigger obstacle, a bigger barrier to entry to get into when you have to jump through more hoops. But when Robinhood came out, you could just buy $10 worth. So if the stock was $100, you got 10% of that stock. And they made it simple so that you could buy in and then exit out. But most of those platforms hold your money for like 2 days approximately before you can exit out on your trade. And then the way that they make money is on their spread. So they don't officially charge upfront brokerage fees, but they charge it on the amount of buys and sells that you have on it. So Robinhood was that type of model that changed finance, changed the industry. People started day trading too. They were able to utilize tools so that they could buy and sell stocks range trading, or the Dow Jones or the S&P. If it moved like 300 points and you were range trading it, you could enter into a trade and exit out of a trade, which then also caused more investing too and made life easier for people to invest. And so when crypto came out, there's like a big barrier to entry to figure out, how do I buy crypto? And some of these other platforms are opening up where you can buy crypto on the platform. But the thing is they're still treating it kind of like an investment or a stock, where if you enter into the trade, you can't utilize it for currency. You can't utilize it to export it out to another platform. You can't do a lot of things with it except for as quote unquote an investment. And then they also hold your money for about 2 days on that too. And so that's opening doors. But with like CB, which is Coinbase, or the major CEXs that you can buy and sell crypto on, you would have to KYC, which means that you upload your information, you log in, you create an account, you verify who you are, and then you're able to buy crypto. But they still have time restraints on buying and selling crypto, where you have to qualify. And then once you've go ahead and qualified and you bought ETH, sometimes there's a hold on your ETH or there's a hold on your BTC they'll hold it for so many days before they release the funds, and then you're able to trade on it. So in doing so, like, there's so many different barriers to entry. There's so many different steps that have been taken in the past. Crypto's evolved a lot since then. Like, I got back in 2016 where you could buy crypto on ATM machines in Greece, and that's what I was doing. And yeah, I got a wallet with a private keys, and I didn't know what a private key was because I was new to crypto, and they sent it out on a piece of paper, and that became my crypto for trading. But things have evolved so much since then. There's still a lot of, like, different platforms you have to use and different utilities you have to use, and you have to see what is trending and the volume and all that stuff. So in doing so and being involved, we decided that we would make something that's user-friendly for everybody. So if you're just brand new and learning how to trade, or you're learning how to invest, or you're just getting started into crypto and you don't know where to start, or if you're an advanced trader and you like TA and you like charts and you like analytics and volume, and you want to see what the crypto is doing, and you want to see what the meme coins are doing, you want to know what new pairs are launching and all the information that's coming up and has the highest probability of running, and you want to see your whole entire portfolio, there's that too. Versus also, like, if you're a newbie and you just want to buy in and trade your first meme coin and see what your position does, watch the chart on it, and decide to exit. So what we've done is we've made it simple for everybody who's in the real world and just starting to invest into crypto, and then people that are advanced have been in crypto for a while, to trade on a platform. And that's what we've been working on for over a year or so now. And we've been incorporating our bots that have the predictive modeling too into it. And we announced it last Monday. And we're putting the links up this week, but it's called Dragon Pro. And Dragon Pro is for the masses. It's for anybody who wants to get involved in investing in crypto, anybody wants to get involved in investing in meme coins, who wants to learn how to trade, who doesn't want to have to search endless research, go to 50 different websites, open up 40 different apps, go from platform to platform to platform to figure out how to trade, who doesn't want to have 5 screens open on different charts and, like, looking at TA all the time. This, all the information comes to you within milliseconds. It's all in one spot. You can trade it on a laptop. You can trade it on a computer. You can do it on your phone. It's mobile friendly. It gives you all the information that you need at your fingertips. It's simple and easy to use. You sign up with a wallet, and then you're able to start working on the platform. We also have sniper functions. We have auto trading capabilities. We have AI bots that feed in. We have your whole entire portfolio. You can set entry and exits. You can set stop losses. You can do your whole entire trading on this platform with crypto and make life easier, so you don't have to have 50 apps and 50 websites and do research for months and go from one place to the other place and have 10 screens open. Everything is here within your fingertips, and you're able to access it without having to search everywhere. And you can see your whole entire portfolio, make it simple like Robinhood did when it first came out, and it can be as advanced as you want it to be because it has everything that traders want and need all in one.
No more spending 30 minutes to get into a token, or 30 days to get in, to find the right trade, all within, you can do it all within 5 minutes, 10 minutes. And if you get really good at it and you're really advanced at it, less than 10 seconds. It's super easy to use, super simple. And all it takes is just to sign up, get ready to go. And when the platform's released, start going, start trading, and explore it, because it is, as we like to call it, the future of cryptocurrency trading, the expansion into Web 2, the ability for everybody to get involved, for everybody to have equal opportunities in the market. It's a game changer. And you may hear the saying game changer over and over again, but until you see it, we're people of proof. Once you see it and you try it, you'll really believe that this is the future of crypto trading. And we're so excited to bring it to you guys.
Well, the best thing is, like, we know what it's like to trade. We know what obstacles we had to go through. We know what we want when we're doing a trade too. And so we're making it easy so people can see everything in color and web, see your whole entire portfolio, enter and exit, auto trade, snipe, have speed, be the first one in, trade with only $10, take it only 15 minutes to set up if you set it up every day. Take 5 minutes to like look at your portfolio and decide if you want to enter or exit into it. Set up your algos, do everything you want to do, or just like swap ETH. Like it's very, very simple and very easy to use. And so we're also using our bots, which we have AI Signal, which we've been talking about for like the last 10 months. We have AI Base that's coming out and being launched next week. I know we've been talking about it forever. We've been waiting for ETH to have a bounce back, to get volume back in the market and to get everybody excited. But we have Base launching next week, which is a token, but it's also a utility. And so like just a couple of things that we have caught, like we caught Brett. So I know we've been talking about market caps, and our original market cap that we caught Brett at was, I believe, 5.7K on the market cap. But the token amount was 0.0000006. Right? That was the original token amount when it launched. Right now, the market cap is 1.61 billion. The all-time high was 2.33 billion. We caught it at a 5,700 market cap. These are at billion market cap now. And so on the token price, let's see if I can get a token price on it, so y'all can understand what I'm talking about. We go basically off of market caps. I know a lot of people go off of token price. The token price right now is at 16 cents. So think of it this way. It went from point, it went from point 0.0000006 to 16 cents. We caught a 377,000x on it.
How many zeros was that? Was that seven zeros?
I have to count. I'm like looking at it on the chart right now and seeing what the launch. So we caught it at 5.7K market cap. And it has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 zeros and a six. And now, and now it's at 16 cents. So if you invested $10 on the first ping that it gave you, hypothetically, you would gross 3.77 million USD on that trade. And this is our base bot that has been built out for over 9 months, has all of the proof on it, has all the backtest historicals, all the data, all the information. You can go in and take the contract address and put it into the bot and find all the times that it pinged and exactly when the first market cap was. And it caught it on the, it was on the first ping for Brett at 5.7K market cap with 6.06 and it's now at 16 cents. But the market cap went from, if you're based on trading on market caps, it went from a 5.7K market cap all the way up to 2.355 billion market cap. So think of that. So that's what I'm saying. We've been in crypto for a while. We look for the lowest entry, the highest returns, the easiest way to trade, and then try and convey it to everybody else so that they can do the same thing. But that's just one of them. And that's Base that's launching next week. There's about 2,500 meme coins that will launch every day. And these meme coins, and that's on Base, and about 2,500 will launch on ETH. And so if you're just trying to get the first new pair that comes out, you have to trade 2,500 tokens, and you have to screen through all of them and find a way to buy all of them, watch your whole entire portfolio and exit out of them to catch them. We screen through all of those and drop it down to about 100 to 200 that have the highest possibility to run, because the bots search for 75 to 85 different indicators and variables, combine it with AI on tokens that it has the highest probability that you can get in the lowest entry with the highest return. And then we have data built up for over 20 months on ETH. We have data and bots have been built out for over 9 months on Base. And our Base ones are launching next week officially to the public, where if you get into the tokens on it, you're able to use this utility. If not, you have a subscription where you can try it out. But our Dragon platform that makes it easy for everyone to trade, where you don't have to figure out, do I go to Uniswap? Do I go to DAX? Do I buy it off of CB? Where do I take my ETH? Where do I swap it on a meme coin? Everything is going to be in one platform. So you can trade meme coins, look at your whole entire portfolio in one platform, set up your entries on how much you want to buy it at, set up your exit on where you want to exit out, all the things that we've been talking about, like de-risk at a 2 or let it ride to 100x or have it as soon as it hits a 5x, exit out. Set up your platform so everything does it for you on entries and exits and auto trades for you. It has all of the bots built in that have been around for over 20 months, all the AI capabilities. So it screens everything out, gives you the highest probability, the lowest entry to get into it. And then we have all the data, all the information so that you can trade with ease. And it's not hard. It's very simple. You don't have to do tons of research. You don't have to go to all these websites and have so many apps on your phone. Everything is with you right there. You get the analytics, you get the charts, you get the portfolio, you get your entries, your exits, the sniper capabilities, the trading platform, your profits and losses. You're able to see everything in one spot and not have to go everywhere to look for it.
No need to jump around from a web-based to Telegram to Discord to anywhere that you find your information, because it was information at all different sources, and it took a while to find that information to start off with. No need to do that anymore. All condensed down into one platform, one simple, easy to use. Oh, but I'm losing my voice. Simple and easy to use platform.
We all are.
That everybody can use. Super, 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 super simple, to the point where if you introduced a toddler to it, they might even be able to use it.
Yeah, they might actually. If y'all have kids, they probably might trade on this a lot easier than you can. No, I'm just kidding. No, it's very, like, you could have your grandma trade on it. That's how easy it is. So think of like Robinhood, think of the other platforms that came out that made life easier for stocks and bonds. We've built this out for crypto trading, for meme coin trading, for portfolios. We're having ETH and Base on it. Sol's going to come out next. And then if you're trading other forms, those things will be added out at later dates. But our launch is going to be on ETH and Base. And the trading platform is so you can trade meme coins, you can trade crypto, you can look at your whole entire portfolio, set up your entries and exits. You can carry it around in your phone. You can use a laptop. You can use a web app. You can use your desktop if you want to. You can have 10 screens if you want to, or you can just have it on your phone. Like, I travel so much that I need things that are easy and I can do from my phone. And so we built it out so it's as simple as you want it to be, or as complex as you want to be if you're an advanced trader. It has everything that you want. And, like, quote unquote, I always say the bells and whistles. It has all those functions and features that you need to make a successful trade, but it has all the fun toys to trade with too. Like, if you're a trader, there's things that you want to be in a trade. Like, there's things that you want, like, oh, I wish I had this. I wish it had that. I wish I could, like, pull this data from this source, and I wish I could bring this chart from over here, and I wish I could have this app and this. It has everything encompassed in one, so you don't have to keep opening up more windows or going to different platforms or to find out information. It's all there so that you see your whole entire portfolio. And if you're in the auto trader part of it, it feeds these pings from the bots and it trades for you automatically based on your parameters and your risk level. So it'll enter the trade for you and exit the trade for you. Kind of like if you go to place a limit order on a stock or a bond and you say, I'm going to buy it at this entry price and I'm going to exit at this entry price, you're able to do this on that platform too. So it makes life easy so you don't have to watch charts all day. You don't have to watch what's coming over. You don't have to go listen to people shilling it on Twitter or X, or you don't have to go into Discords and TGs and find out what the next big launch is and do research for 30 days. You get it as soon as it hits within milliseconds, and you know it before probably anybody else does because it weeds through the top 100 to 200 tokens and finds the highest probability on the ones that are going to run. And then you set up your parameters on risk on what you want to exit out on. But you don't have to sort through 2,500 tokens a day and watch charts and listen to people talk about it. You'll get it before they do. And it's set up so that it can trade for you too if you have that feature. And that's our auto trader feature. But we've been working on this forever. We've been hinting about it, and we couldn't talk about it for so long because we just announced the name last week and put it out there to everybody to see. And it's called Dragon Pro. If you go on to X on Twitter, it's x.com/DragonPro, DRAGONPRO underscore AI. So it's Dragon Pro underscore AI. We have that in Telegram. We have it on Twitter. We have it a lot of other sources too.
Instagram.
Instagram. We have Gitbook, YouTube. So you can access it anywhere. We have a Medium article on it too. So if you want to go and research on Medium article, we're going to be putting the links up so y'all can sign up. The first people, you need to sign up with a referral code only. That's the only way to get into this trading platform in the beginning right now. So we will be posting links up so you can sign up for it and then you can try it out. We're giving away like subscription in the beginning. So the people that sign up in the beginning get to try it out for free in the beginning. Eventually it'll become a subscription base, but right now those that are signing up get access to it free, but you have to be one of the first ones to get on it. So that's why we're giving the links out to you guys first free. And then you can give it to your friends as referral codes too. But once we shut down the referral codes, then it'll be a subscription only for people to get into it. But right now, if you sign up for it, you get to try out the subscription for free, but it's for the people that are signing up now. And then you can play around with it. You can see what it does. You can see all the features and read about the Gitbook and then find out on X and get the updates in the news. But it's a lot of fun on trading. And so we're taking all of this experience, all of this time, all this work that we've been putting into it, working nonstop, having like 3 hours of sleep a day, basically is what I've been surviving on for the last year or two now. And then all the trading and like how to trade, how to de-risk, all the things that we've been teaching on this show is encompassed in this platform. So you don't have to listen to us anymore or learn how. You can actually just do it yourself and make it life easy, but we wanted to bring that knowledge out to everybody first and like teach you all to how to trade so you understand what it takes to trade and how to do it the right way. And so this platform is built that way so it can help you guys trade easy so you don't have to know have all the knowledge that we do and all the long hours that we've been putting in and figuring out how to trade and what makes something run and all that stuff. We have it built into the platform.
Yes. And one thing that you may have seen it on a news platform that you may be familiar with as of recently. We were published on over 300 plus news sources to help to get to onboard the masses, to get people from Web2 onto it, because we want everybody to get involved because it's so easy. And the goal.
Yeah, we've been branding it. So we've had ads running that Dragon is coming. So if you've been seeing the dragons flying over ads or on your YouTube or Dragon on Reddit and Pinterest Google. And Facebook and TikTok and Google and YouTube and Twitter about the dragon, that's us. So even Joe Rogan is a dragon believer. So we have dragons everywhere. We've been pushing dragons out for the last 3 months until we announced it last week on what the dragon was. And the dragon is our Dragon Pro platform. And so it's all over the world right now. But those people who sign up now get to try it out for free in the beginning when we launch officially, but you have to sign up now. But we have it out to everyone. We're making life easier for y'all so that you can trade, invest, do finance, learn what we've learned, but it's encompassed in this platform so that you don't have to know everything. You don't have to go to school for, 6 years to figure out how to invest. You don't have to like be trading nonstop 24 hours a day like we have. It's all built into this platform. We've taken all the knowledge on trading and all the education and everything that we've been doing and put it into this platform to make it easy for you all to like just turn it on and then submit your ETH and then say what your risk level tolerance platform is, get your whole entire portfolio, decide to enter and exit, and then And then if you're advanced, then it has all those features that you want it to have.
And when Elizabeth says submit your ETH, it's putting your ETH in your ETH wallet, which we will have a instructional video on how you guys can do that as well to make it easier for you in a step-by-step process so that you guys can understand what we mean. Because there are a few barriers to entry, like we mentioned, but we're making even those even simpler and easy for you guys to understand. So you don't have to spend a full 1 to 2 months trying to figure out how to set up a MetaMask wallet and buy ETH, like we did at the start when we first started trading on our cryptocurrencies.
When we first started trading crypto, it was like, how do you even buy BTC? I'm like, how do I buy crypto? Like, it was like, what is a MetaMask wallet? I had no clue. Like Uniswap, I didn't know how to make Uniswap work when I first started trading tokens. I'm like, how do you make Uniswap work? Like, what is this? And most people were doing other things like PancakeSwap and other forms too. And then Uniswap became one of the majors. I'm like, with Dex, like, what do you do? So we made everything. Those are the different utilities that we've been using for all these years, but now we're encompassing in one platform. So it's all there for you. And you're able to look at your portfolio and like buy as if you were buying stocks or as if you're buying a share or you're buying something simple. So we made it user-friendly so anybody can use it. It barely takes any time to set up. It's very simple. You don't need multiple apps. You don't need multiple screens open. You can if you want to, because it has a lot of function and features for those people who are diehard traders and love data and information. It has that too. And if you're very simple and you just want to say, I only want to buy 100 tokens at $10 each. I want to exit all at two times X. As soon as it hits it, exit out for me. It'll do that for you too. If you want it complex on an algo, like you say, I want to buy 100 tokens and I want to de-risk it as soon as it hits a 5X and I would pull out my initial 50% and let the rest of it ride, it can do that for you too. So it has a lot of functions and features that can be as simple as you want it to or as advanced and complex as you want to. It also has speed, precision, sniper, dedicated nodes. So everything runs fast with speed. And since we're catching everything so early, like I said, we caught Brett at a 5.7K market cap, which is a 0.0000006 all the way to 16 cents, right? So it did a 377,000X. So think of you, if like you entered into the auto trader and you're saying, I'm going to buy $10. And as soon as it hits 1,000X, I'll exit out. That's 10 grand. So again, do your own research, not financial advice. These are past historicals, but we catch about 100 a day that get 2 to 500X. And if you're utilizing the auto trader, it does it for you. So you don't have to watch charts and decide when to enter and decide when to exit. You just set it up the way that you want to enter and exit. And because it's using AI, it does it for you. And it's using dedicated nodes, it does it for you. So you don't have to monitor and do it. But we're trying to make life easy. We're trying to get everybody into crypto that wants to. We're trying to help people invest, help people trade, how to make their life better, how to make their life simpler, overcome these barriers to entry. So like eliminate these pain points, these things that make it hard for people to get involved. Because we want you, if you're interested, you're excited, you want to learn more, you want to be involved in this new technology, this new thing that's coming up, that's been growing and ever expanding. We want to make it easy for you to do it. We want to take all of our knowledge and put it in so that you don't have to do all this research, that it's easy for you to do it.
Now there's no need to become an analyst, a financial analyst, or a chart analyst, or a market analyst, whatever it be. You don't need that. You don't need that anymore. The platform does it all for you. And no need for a degree, a 6-year degree. There's no need to scan. Super simple. Information's there. Everything that you've ever wanted and more, most likely. And it will make trading a breeze. And like we said, we've been trading for me personally over 5 years now. Elizabeth probably over 6 years, and we've taken our combined knowledge and implemented into this. And it's everything that we imagined and more, to say the least.
And the best thing is it's fun. Like most people like, oh my gosh, don't show me anything. It's too much work. It's exhausting. Like This is fun. Like, it's a lot of fun. Watching numbers go up is fun.
I like
watching ETH go up. Like, ETH has been going up for the last couple of weeks. Every single time we say ETH is going to run, then it's been running. That's fun. Like, when you're seeing your portfolio increase, that's fun. And it's a lot of bright colors and a lot of, like, I was telling my holder group, they're big into football right now. And football season's like, they all talk about it every Saturday. I'm like, you guys, once you get on this platform, you're going to get bored of football because this is so much fun. And we have Super Bowl coming out too, but yeah. So and the other thing, like, I was at the F1 races in Las Vegas a couple weeks ago. So they had crypto everywhere at the F1 races. Like, crypto was everywhere. Like, they were advertising crypto. Crypto.com was advertising there. So we're having a big push out. Like, everyone's getting involved, but let's make it easy for y'all to get in. Make it simple for y'all to get in. So you don't have to do all this research. Make it fun. Like, we want investing to be joyful. We want investing to be profitable. We want it to be a learning experience. We want you to get excited about it, to wake up and can't wait to look at your phone and see what it did. So that's what we built out. But next week we're launching Base, which is AI Base. And so we have AI Signal, which is, again, has been out for 20 months. We have AI Base. It's been out for 9 months, but launching on a token next week. If you want to buy into our chart, we're at AI Base. So $AI Base will be next week. And if you want to buy into AI Signal, the chart is AISIG. That's our $AISIG. We're at a market cap of about 800K right now. We have supply shock coming up. We only have about 4% of the tokens left. To buy out, we have about 40 million tokens left to buy into the chart. And if we buy out all those tokens, it's going to cost about 200 ETH to buy out the remaining tokens. So,
to put that in perspective, that's around $3 million.
Yeah. So we have supply shock hitting right now. So if you want to get in, we're in AI Signal. So AI Sig is our token. AI Base is the token launching next week. Dragon Pro platform is coming out. We'll have signups for that. We'll put in our links in the archive, so you can sign up for that, get the information, see the Git book, see the Medium article, play around with the platform, try it out. But we have a lot of exciting stuff coming out. So next week's going to be big, 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 big. You'll hear about all the things that have happened. Here's for ETH running back up and pushing through 4095. Here's for having calm winds and no fires in Southern California so I can have internet and Wi-Fi and keep going. But happy Taco Tuesday, y'all. Go on to DragonPro_AI. Go on to AIBaseBot.com. And then go check us out on X, and we'll put all the links in. But Joseph, want to sign off with us?
Yes, let's sign off. Everybody, make sure to stay tuned. Check out at AIBaseBot on Twitter and at DragonPro_AI on Twitter to stay up to date for the latest news. Links will be in the archives below. And once again, thank you, everybody, and have an amazing Taco Tuesday and an amazing rest of your week. Stay safe, everybody.
Bye, y'all.
You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.